248-539-9797. Go to Jason 97.1. Hi, Jason.
You guys are so irresponsible on this reporting and this JT Turner thing, and I'm going to tell you why. And I'm not a nutball. I would love for the kid to be there, okay? And as far as your last comment, Foster, about parents, the kid's parents are in their car on the way here to try to convince the kid to beg for his spot back on the team.
I didn't say his parents, Jason.
I'm so disgusted with, why don't you guys have a guy like Sam Webb who is inside?
Oh, who's a Wolverine shill?
Hold on, every recruit
who ever goes to Michigan is Lazarus?
Mike.
Jason, get the hell off our radio station with that noise about Sam Webb.
Can I talk?
You can talk. I listened to you for 45 seconds, browbeat my partner.
Okay. Why don't you have somebody with some credibility who is friends with coaches and who has inside knowledge of the program? The kid isn't on the team because of he doesn't like Rich Rod. He's not interested in playing football. It's not a transfer. He has to be released. He's thinking about quitting.
What does that have to do with me saying it's bad for the team? Tell me.
I agree with you.
Why are you coming on here like Anderson Cooper going, you're irresponsible with your reporting?
Because you're reporting that this has something to do with Rich Rod.
No one said that. Jason, all I said is there are a lot of players under this guy that are bailing on the program.
And who are the players?
What happened to Dan O'Neill?
Didn't want to run. Who are the other guys? Who are the other guys, Mike?
What, the other guys that have left the program under Rich Rod?
Who are they?
What about Dan O'Neill? How about Justin Boren? There's two.
Dan O'Neill not playing anymore.
Oh, really? He's at Western Michigan, jackass. And he starts next.
You named two players.
Why give you the two biggest names, Jason?
You have no credibility.
I have no credibility. Jason, I just gave you the two biggest names. Hey, how's Justin Boren doing while he's chokeslamming your whole D-line?
He didn't want to run. Go look at his pictures at Ohio State. He's fat. And compare him to any of Michigan's
players. He's an all-Big Ten lineman who called out your coach for not promoting a family atmosphere and that the program had changed.
Right, because he's a quitter because his father played at Michigan and he was an embarrassment.
He's a quitter, yet he's an all-Big Ten lineman.
Get your facts straight, Mike.
Jason, how can you – whoa, stop. Whoa, Jason.
I'm burying you, moron.
How can you call – Jason. Jason. Stop arguing. Jason, I want you to answer one question.
I love this.
How can you call Bourne a quitter when he's a quitter.
He went to Ohio State. He didn't want to run. Saying it had something to do with family values is bull.
What about Ryan Mallett? Does Ryan Mallett count?
Is he a quitter too? Ryan Mallett?
Ryan Mallett was hated by the team.
Hey, real quick, just for fun, okay? Here's the list of players that have left under Rich Rodriguez. So go ahead, Jason. I hope you have an orifice for each one of these I'm going to jam in. How about we start with Mallett, we go to Adrian Arrington, we go to Manningham, we go to D. Benedictus, we go to Gallimore, we go to Kula, we go to Mitchell, we go to Brown, we go to Patilla, we go to Slocum, we go to Taylor Hill, Dan O'Neill, Clemens, Croswell, Three, Schaefer, McGuffey, Horn, Butler, Chambers, Smith, okay. Sissoko, Martin, Fourcier, Helmuth, Evans. Fourcier. The list goes on and on and on. It was his brother, Terry, not Tate. Jason, go ahead.
What Fourcier?
His brother, Jason.
He didn't leave under. He left before Rich Rod got here.
He left in 2009.
He
left in 2009. He left in 2009.
Guys.
In summer practice. In summer practice. Goodbye, Jason. Go talk to your boy, Sam. Sam, I'm sure there's a two-star recruit who's the next friggin' Walter Payton. Go ahead. He's got credibility. Wow, what is he rubbing buttermilk on the hamstring of an 18-year-old? Go ahead. Sam, well, credibility. Go turn on that light bulb station. Do your thing. God, can't hear that thing on the golf course in Ann Arbor. Yeah, you're right. Credibility because he sits there and sucks the toes of that program. Credibility. It's credibility because you love the program because he doesn't talk about truth. It's all pro U of M, you dope. Credibility.
You just made me hit myself in the head with a microphone.
I mean, are you kidding me? Credibility? That's like looking for balanced political analysis from James Carville. Hey, coming up next, we're recruiting a kid who's a one-star no one's ever heard of, and he can't run. I'll tell you why he's going to be the next Braylon Edwards. Credibility. By the way, did you notice he didn't have anything to say about the 30 players I listed?
Well, he wanted to hit you on the one. On the one. And I was trying to stop him so he could comment about the whole list. Anyway. Credibility.
Up next, Sam Webb will join us to say how Luke Ridenour can guard Shaq.
How the gap's closing. Izzo's fading. Oh, God. Where's Jim Cardi when you need him?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You don't have credibility. Oh.